Mosey on the house. We're glad you're tuned in. Let's see what we can't do to put a smile on your face, a skip in your step, and a sparkle on your eye. This special 4th of July edition of Rosie on the House, where it's our goal and endeavor every single Saturday morning. As a matter of fact, every single day of every single year, every hour, 365 days a year, 24/7. It's our goal and objective to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're here every Saturday morning to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. The topic of today, home security. Once I break in your house, where am I going and what am I looking for?
And if you're out and about the state, it is a traveling weekend. Well, a lot of people had Friday off as well as Thursday. Don't forget, you could take Rosie on the house with you. If you're south, we're starting in Green Valley. We have KGVY on 1080 AM and 100.7 FM. Then moving north to Tucson, we have KNST on 790 AM, a little bit farther north, into Phoenix on our flagship KTAR 92.3 FM, moving up the mountain to Prescott, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
Talk of the Quad City.
Moving over into Sedona, we have KAZM on 780 AM, and then end of Flagstaff, KAFF, Calf Country, 930 AM and 93.5 FM. So there are 5 AM FM options for you on 6 great affiliates we have at Rosie on the House. No matter which direction you're headed in the state, we got you covered.
And you know, if you're listening to us on any one of those stations and feel like you know a contractor that has the capability and the experience and the history, longevity to make it into Rosie on the House, send us their name, because we're continuing to try and build out a statewide network of protection for all Arizona homeowners. I hope you'll help us with that. Hey, on the topic of home security, we mentioned it just before the top of the hour break in hour two. If I'm a burglar and if I'm a crook, and we're talking home security, but know this, I know some of you have been waiting all week just to ask us whatever question is about the project at your home. Feel free to give us a ring and interrupt our thought processes to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Now, if I'm going to break into your house, okay, we've already determined that I'm probably going to come in the front door. I'm probably going to do it in the early afternoon. Now, where do you think, Jennifer, once I break in, where do you think is the first place I'm going to go?
I think it probably has to do with the master bedroom closet.
It certainly does. The first place I'm going is to find small things I can stuff in my pockets that will fence fairly quickly, which means and translates
jewelry.
So I'm going straight to the master bedroom, and I'm going to ransack it, trying to stuff in my pockets every single thing I can find. Folks, do not store your family heirloom or especially unique and valuable jewelry in the master bedroom, not in the master closet. If you have a bolted down safe in there, yes, maybe in there, but not in the underwear drawer of the master bedroom chest of drawers. That's the first place I'm going, okay? And it is perfectly okay to go to Michael's or a department store and buy $50 worth of the most ugly, bodacious costume jewelry in the world and just put it out there where it's easy to see. Chances are I'm not a trained
gymnast.
You know, if it looks like I can get money for it, I'm going to stuff it in my pocket. Which would you rather them stuff in your pocket, $15 worth of costume jewelry from Michael's or, you know, a family heirloom piece you was left to you by your great-grandmother? Find another place to put those valuables. Now, here is another extremely critical. Okay, so I'm coming in the front door because you don't have a security door on the front door. I'm busting the door in, and I've got about 3 to 5 minutes I'm going to be in the house. That's all. So I'm bolting back to the master bedroom. I'm ransacking the master bedroom. Now, where's stop number two?
don't know.
You gotta put your head in there.
I just don't think like that.
I've gotten what's
easy. Well, we don't have anything valuable enough in our homes to have a second spot.
I've already stole what's easy to fence, but I haven't yet stolen the most valuable thing you have.
Come on, Mom. Think back.
It happened to you.
Yes.
My identity?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Yes. As I'm leaving the master bedroom closet with all these valuables stuffed in my pocket, my hands are still perfectly free to carry stuff. I'm going to find your bill paying station. I'm going to look for a checkbook out on the counter. I'm going to look for statements in the paid bills folders where I can get account numbers. I may even just yank the entire hard drive computer out of wherever it's stored, put it under my arm, and walk out the front door. I can get a couple $100 for your jewelry. I can get thousands of dollars for your identity, and I can get that over and over and over again. Jennifer had her identity stolen. I can still remember it like it was yesterday. I was on a fishing vacation is where I was at the family lodge in South Louisiana, and I got a phone call that there was a man at the front door that wanted our Cadillac, and Jennifer wanted to know, Rosie, did you buy something I don't know about? So, no, I hadn't bought a Cadillac. Jennifer hadn't bought a Cadillac, but someone used Jennifer's ID to qualify.
It was actually two cars.
The first one was the Cadillac, if you'll remember.
Yep.
And this was very early in identity theft evolution. We were like one of the very first ones. I still don't know. Do we remember how the identity got stolen?
Well, it's because in the old days, on your driver's license for your ID number, you could just put your Social Security number on there. And since I did that because it was so easy for me to remember, well, someone got my card away from me. It's some in my license, like at the store when you had to give your ID for checks. I pulled it out and just lost track of it, never saw it again.
Okay, so the identity was stolen. A Cadillac was stolen, and we contacted our local police department, and they said, well, we can't deal with it here because the crime actually occurred in the neighboring city. We contacted the neighboring city. That police department told us, no, we can't deal with it because you're not a resident of this community. We were stuck. We actually called our state legislator, and they didn't even know what to do about it. You know who finally helped us? A listener to the show who was an expert in it actually helped guide us and navigate us through the mess. What finally got this woman caught was she actually ordered about $20 worth of trinkets from a mail order catalog called Timberdoodle.
Finger Hut.
Yeah, that
Timberdoodle.
Timberdoodle is a homeschool magazine.
Oh, okay. And because she ordered $20 and it was mailed through the mail system and it crossed state lines, at that point it became a federal offense, and we were able to get the law enforcement to capture her that way. We couldn't do it with the local folks. They didn't even know how to do it back then. So your identity is absolutely the most valuable thing you have. And folks, I have nothing to gain by this. All I can tell you is I believe the money Jennifer and I pay LifeLock every single year is probably about some of the best money we've ever spent. We are given notices when things are happening on our accounts that seem a little erratic, like purchases out of state, out across country, and stuff like that. We're notified, and it's always been us. The particularly damning thing about identity theft is this woman that stole Jennifer's ID actually went to jail. 30 days after she got out, she bought a Ford Mustang on Jennifer's identity that we thought had already been completely locked down. She reused the same information to requalify for another car. And then at that point, we had the contact information with the federal law enforcement officials that were able then to nab her again. And then that's when we went into the LifeLock Protection Program. And I tell you, folks, I am a big believer in not giving your credit card. I don't like buying things on the internet. I know it's convenient. I I had to take a second mortgage out on my house when Amazon.com opened because I love to read books so much. I was on there all night buying books. But I tell you what, I'm getting to where I hardly ever distribute my information anywheres. Because, Jennifer, how long did we fight to get your credit restored?
That was a couple years, like a full-time job.
It was a full-time job for years. It was miserable.
But I do want to say, if you buy something on the internet, be sure that you do use your credit card and not your debit card. Because if you use your debit card, there's no security, and they can get you for everything.
Now, you really want to talk about something that's going to get me mad? Let's talk about all the scams right now that are going on with the firefighter money recruiting program.
That's beyond awful. Yeah, you know, if you get a phone call asking you to donate money, do not do it. You are to contact the people that you would like to, if you want to help with a certain, you know, like the Yarnell firefighters or the Yarnell homeowners. And if you go to our website under FAQs, there's a website on with a link to the 100 Club and a couple other places you can donate.
Yeah, do not answer a phone solicitation with giving a credit card number or a donation. Folks, don't do it. We're here to protect you. We're here to guide you. We are here to envelope you in confidence and safety. Right here at Rosie on the House, we've got open lines. If you'd like to reach us, 1-888-767-4348. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day, special edition of Rosie on the House, where we're talking home security. When we get back, we're going to be talking about the biggest door in your house and the smallest door in your house, and how I, the consummate burglar, can easily get in either one.